Now, good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday show. My name is Ryk van die Kerk and I'm standing in for Warren. It's been a very interesting day so far. The president cancelled a press conference at which many analysts expected him to announce his resignation. And we saw the Hawks finally in action and raiding the Gupta compound in Saxonwold and reportedly arresting one of the Gupta brothers. Very interesting developments indeed. And I'll speak a bit later to Wayne McCurry of Ashburton Investments about the possible impact this may have on our markets, business confidence and our economy. We'll also look at some corporate activity. Property group Emira announced interim results. It looks rather flat at 70, the dividend being 70.65 cents. That is only slightly higher than the comparative period last year. We also saw an announcement by Des de Beer of Resilient that he bought another chunk of shares. He spent 10 million rand in total to buy shares, but the slide still continues. Resilient down another 2% today, trading at around 100 rand. Then Royal Bafokeng is also under pressure. The share price is down 10% after an announcement that it closed its Mazeve plant. And then Goldfields also announced results. The share price currently down 8%. And I will speak to Nick Holland a bit later. Let's first look at the markets. The all share up nearly 0.5%. Financial slightly up 0.14% higher. Gold mining down 2.7%. Industrials up just over 1%. And resources down 0.7%. A look at European markets, the FTSE 100, the DAX and the CAC 50 all up around 0.75%. And this follows a mixed performance on Asian markets. Most notably was the Hang Seng Index, which jumped by 2.7%. Commodities, the gold price is $1,331, up slightly. Platinum also up slightly, $975. Brent crude down nearly 0.33% at $62.37. The rand is trading at 11.85 against the dollar, 16.45 against the pound, and 14.66 against the euro. But first, let's have a look at the results of Goldfields. Earnings fell from $190 million to $141 million. The final dividend amounted to 50 SA cents. The total dividend for the year is 90 cents a share, but the shares were, the results were dominated by significant investments in various growth projects within the group, as well as an impairment of around 3.5 billion rand of the South Deep mine, that is Goldfields' only remaining operation in South Africa. On the line now is Nick Holland, CEO of Goldfields. Nick, welcome to the show. The market doesn't seem to like the results. The share price down more than 7%, and it seems to be a relatively flat market today.
Yeah, look, it's obviously always difficult to judge the impact on purely one day. Certainly, what we would say is that the results for the year were in excess of what the guidance was in production and costs. You know, so from the point of view of controlling the things that we could control, the results were good. In terms of the projects, we were able to take all our projects forward and fund them from internal cash flows, which is something that we didn't think we could do starting the year, and that's because of increased production, higher prices and lower costs. South Deep, obviously, we've had the impairment principally on the back of lower rand gold prices. We've seen the rand strengthen, so we have to run our life of mine valuations at lower prices. That's the main factor behind that. In addition, the ramp up to the rebase plan is a little bit slower than what we talked about last year, but we still end up hitting the target of 500,000 ounces by 2022. That's still the goal that we believe is attainable. So, yeah, we get volatility in gold shares, but I think the fundamental business is in good shape, and, you know, we're certainly not worried about the balance sheet or the future prospects of a company or profitability.
You made significant capital investments, but you also saw strong cash flows. There wasn't really a big cash outflow.
That's what I'm saying, is that the underlying core operations generated almost $450 million, which enabled us to fund all of our projects and still break even. And our project pipeline had an investment of about $325 million this year. So to be able to do that and still break even And these projects, of course, will come in at lower costs. They'll give us more life extension. We thought that was a pretty good result to end up with. And it puts us in a good position as we move into another big year of investment. We said it would be 2 years. We're halfway through it now. And with prices being what they are, you know, hopefully we'll get through this and be in a good position to show improved cash flow in 2019 and onwards.
We are currently seeing some interesting political developments and, of course, a new administration under Cyril Ramaphosa may address some of the structural problems we have in our economy. One, of course, is the policy uncertainty in the mining industry. What are your views? Do you think we can get relatively, quick resolutions to those policy issues and which can aid the mining industry?
It's a million-dollar question, Rick. We hope so. Obviously, there's a lot still to happen before we can actually get to that. Let's see. But there's no doubt what this country needs to attract more investment into mining. We need policy certainty. We need a simplification of laws. We need to know where the mining charter is going. And if we get a good outcome, absolutely it can be a catalyst. But I would actually be more cautious and wait and see what happens. But I think it's reason to be a little bit more optimistic than what we were before.
Mm. The South Deep Mine is your last remaining mining operation in South Africa. You know, obviously your investments are currently predominantly offshore. Do you think with a more favorable environment you may increase investment locally?
No, we've basically decided some time ago that we wanted to create a globally balanced portfolio. And we've achieved that. You know, South Deep in of itself still represents a very significant investment that we've made and still requires some capital to be spent. And at peak production, it would be around about 20 to 25% of our production base. I think that's adequate for us. And secondly, you know, gold in this world has been mined out in a shallower part. So you'd have to have either, you'd need technology. And whilst the industry is working on that, we're still some ways away from seeing a breakthrough that would actually bring all of those ounces to account. But for us, now we're going to continue a balanced global approach.
You also have a bit of a tussle with the South African Revenue Service. What is the status there, and have you made a provision for a potential tax bill?
Yeah, this is actually not going to be a tax bill per se. It's an argument about assessed losses, about unutilized tax losses, which would only be utilized many years ahead. So it's not like we're going to end up having to pay a tax bill. This is a court case that will go through the court process. I can't conclude definitively what the outcome is. But just to be clear, it's only a function of saying, do you have certain losses to use or don't you? It's not about paying a tax bill today.
Just lastly, the gold price is relatively strong. Do you foresee, and I see your costs are pretty much under control. It could be a good year for Gold Fields and the gold industry.
Well, you know, let's hope that the gold price holds up. Obviously, the counter to that is the rand could get stronger if things in this country improve. And the Australian dollar, you know, almost half our production is exposed to that. That's got stronger. So net-net, though, we seem to be a little bit better. So, let's be optimistic. People seem to think we're on the front end of what could be a conservative mining boom, if I can call it that.
Thank you, Nick. That was Nick Holland, CEO of Gold Fields.
MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors through our Click and Advisor offering. Advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. Get everything you need to know by joining our free webinar on February the 27th at 11 a.m. Go to www.moneyweb.co.za to secure your spot.
Now on the line is Wayne McCurry of Ashburton Investments. So Wayne, welcome to the show. You listen to Nick there. Let's start with Gold Fields. What are your reading of Gold Fields?
Look, I mean, gold is a difficult thing because, like any commodity company, maybe even more so because they're so concentrated. You know, they're price takers. It depends on what the rand's doing and what the gold price is doing. So fundamentally, they are very, very risky shares. Gold Fields results, I think for me, the disappointment was yet another write-down on South Deep. But, you know, listening to Nick, he's quite bullish that they'll get the production up and they'll you know, be able to deliver in a few years' time after all the capex, you know, the production that they're promising. But personally, I don't like gold shares simply because of the volatility in the gold and the rand that is truly beyond their control. But at least they are making good progress, and as I said before, he sounds very confident on what they're doing.
Yeah, gold miners are, of course, always positive about the future.
Yes.
But let's just look at domestic politics and the potential impact on our markets.
Yep.
We saw the Hawks raiding the Gupta compound.
Yes.
I was really astounded this morning to check.
Astonishing, yeah.
And
there seem to be two branches of the Hawks.
And it seems to be a big turnaround. We also saw the president cancelling a press conference where many people expected him to resign.
Look, unquestionably he's on his way out. You just don't know when and how, but There is no doubt whatsoever that he is on his way out, and that's in the market. So the day he physically resigns, there might be a bit of a bounce in the rand and a few domestic shares, but by and large, that knowledge is in the market and in the rand, because obviously we've seen the rand go from, what is it before the conference, 1450, and I think it's 1184 now.
Yeah, 1185.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another development that could impact the rand is in the U.S. We are awaiting inflation numbers there. And, last month when we saw inflation numbers, we saw exactly. What do you expect?
Okay, look, I don't know what to expect now. The market's anticipating somewhere around 1.7 or 2%. But understand clearly, the U.S. economy is in a late part of this expansion cycle, or more correctly, this low interest rate cycle. So it would be entirely normal at this stage of the cycle to start to see higher inflation. They have full employment, all of the things we know already. And this is my biggest single worry about financial markets, is that I know we're late in the cycle. I know we're going to start hearing more inflation noises out of the US and consequently more interest rate noises. And there, especially the long bond, which has gone up quite a bit just recently. And ultimately, that will be the end of the cycle. I just don't know if it's this year or next year. That's what I'm toying with, because that ultimately will lead to equity market weakness. And then you'll start to see, compound with that, economic growth downgrades for the world economy, specifically the U.S. So this is the one thing that worries me. And today's inflation number will give us some idea where we're going on that path. Whether it's going to be good or bad, I simply just do not know. The wage inflation that came out 2 weeks ago, the first wage inflation we've seen in a number of years, spooked the market properly. So we'll have to see what this number does.
Just looking at some corporate activity, Emira announced results today. It looks flat, the interim dividend just above 70 cents and slightly higher than last year. But the whole listed property sector seems to be also a bit flat.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I'm just state, I'm a director of Emira. But yeah, the property sector after this resilient story, you know, it's down quite a bit. Mainly the resilient group companies falling. In fact, Emira has actually done quite well in comparison to that. The property sector is tough at the moment, but it is showing signs of improvement. And if you read the Emira results, we're quite confident that next year we will return to growth above the inflation rate in our distribution. So, yeah, but it is only marginally up, what, 2.5% for this year. But the property sector as a whole has been not a good place, certainly for the resilient group, in the last week or two.
Talking about the resilient group, Des De Beer bought another chunk of shares, 10 million rand in total. But the price remains under pressure, down another 2% a day, trading at 100 bucks. What do you make of that?
Look, at the end of the day, when there's allegations like this from a reputable, not allegations, when there's a report issued by a reputable a research firm in South Africa and the JSE is investigating share trades, this story is not at its end yet. There's still quite a bit more to come out of it, and we'll have to see how that develops and what effect it will have on the resilient group and on the property shares as a whole. So we're still at the early stages of unraveling this to see if the report issued is in fact correct and what management and the company's response to the various issues in that report is going to be. So we've still got a way to go on this particular story.
Just lastly, I'm looking at the JSE, and there are several retail stocks that are doing really well. Truworths up 5%, ShopRite up nearly 3%, and all of them hitting 52-week highs.
Yeah, they all are. I mean, the banks are more or less there as well. And this is all the new South Africa, the new president South Africa, the new way we're going to do things better and remove uncertainty. And it's been doing this. They've been doing it for a while now. So it's the same recurring theme that we have put the last, I don't know, whether you call it 2 years or 8 years or 6 years behind us now. And we are going to at least then have the ability to rectify a lot of the things that have gone wrong under the Zuma administration. And it's, in other words, it's just positive sentiment pushing those shares.
It's actually unbelievable how quickly the sentiment changed.
Oh, no. That's one thing investors must never, ever underestimate, is how quickly sentiment can change. You can change from an extremely negative, vicious cycle to an extremely positive, virtuous cycle, literally almost overnight, by one single event happening. And, you know, I suppose luckily enough for the new administration coming in, they don't have to deliver for a while. Eventually they got to deliver, but all they've got to do initially is make the right statements and put new people into a few places, and the market will give them actually quite a bit of space to start physically implementing what they say they're going to do. Right now they've just got to say it and the market will love it and lap it up. And I don't think it's the end of the run for the South Africa type of shares, the retailers or the banks. But I mean, if you take the banks, and some of them are up 40% compared to when Pravin Gordhan was fired, up strongly.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Wayne. That was Wayne McCurry of Ashburton Investments. Well, that is all we have time for. Just a last look at the markets. The Rand is trading at 11.85 against the dollar, 16.45 against the pound, and 14.66 against the euro. All share also up nearly 0.5%. So it's a good day on the markets. And that's it for today. And thank you for tuning in.